Hello. Hey Dan, this is Sam. Do you hear me okay?
I can kind of hear you, yeah. Like I said, the phone doesn't work up here where I'm at.
My professor is having a connection issue. That's why I'm calling you from my number.
Okay, yeah. The cell reception is terrible. But
okay,
I hear you at the moment. So you want me to call the bank. You said you can refund me the money. I will call the bank and say, put a hold on that case. They said they would refund me the money. And then you should be able to do that within 1 to 2 days?
Yes, definitely.
I'm losing you again. So let me do, if you can hear me, I will call TD Bank and I will tell them I was able to speak with you people. And then I said that they would, you guys will, if you hear me, you guys will refund the money and put a hold on that case. And if I see the money come next week, I'll tell them I got the money back and everybody's happy. I got shit enough. You still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello?
Do you hear me?
Hello? Ah, there you go. I got you again.
All right.
Did you hear anything I said?
Yes, I heard that, right? And so what I'm saying to you, why you want to go with the local guy when we have already created the design for you, the logo design? Have you seen the logo design that that Daniel shared with you?
Yeah, they're okay, nothing great. I saw, like when I was looking last night on my own, I saw some of those were actually just clip out that are online already. So I'm just going to go with the local guy.
There is unlimited revisions, right? Whatever the revisions you are looking for, I will go ahead and make those revisions for you. And we will revise the logo as per your instructions. There is no problem. There's not a big deal to revise the designs.
Yeah, like I said, dude, I'm going with the guy that I talked to today.
So have you already made your mind that you don't want to go with us?
Yes, that's correct.
But without any reason, I guess, right? There is no reason behind
no,
that.
No,
the reason is...
that the stuff you guys have shown me is pretty generic stuff I saw online, all right? I'm not really feeling like the... I sent back a couple of revisions and when you guys were... I was scanned to find you guys was pretty hot. And like I said, I called your number today from the bank and that was also just, that was also some freaky thing. So I just don't feel comfortable. I think I'm... I don't know if I trust your company.
So,
that's what
hang
makes
on.
Me
okay,
go
can you give me a... okay, I want to ask one question. You are saying you call us or you open our website and it's not working and we are not receiving a call. So
I couldn't find your bank.
Yes, you call your bank, right? And you are saying when you call them, right, you don't understand their language and all that stuff. So would you like to cancel your account with your bank? No, because you know that they are the authentic, right? On the call, you're not understanding them. So would you go ahead and cancel your bank account with them? No, you will not be. So even you are calling us and we are not picking up or something else, or you open the website and our website isn't working, might be possible it's having a maintenance issue.
You're missing the point I'm saying. I don't feel comfortable dealing with you guys because I can't actually put a hand on you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, that's fine. If
so,
you don't want to deal with us, that's fine. But why did you open the dispute? You need to contact
because
us.
Because I couldn't reach you guys. No, everything just... all the interactions we had, like when I first contacted you guys were boom, boom, boom. I had emails. I had chat discussions. And then all of a sudden, poof, it's all gone. It's not in delete. It's not in trash. It's all gone. Where it went, I have no idea. The only way I was able to...
How many days already passed to doing this?
A couple days.
How many days?
But
right?
it's just very strange to have emails disappear like that.
You sign up on 8th November, and now today is 11th. It's 2 days only.
Like I said, it's a couple days. What did I just say? I just told you a couple days. What I'm telling you, man, is I'm telling you that... for emails to disappear and the numbers to disappear and I couldn't find your site again, that strikes me as being funky. So that's why I don't feel comfortable going to you guys.
So can you give me a favor? Can you call your bank and cancel the dispute and I will go ahead and refund your amount right away?
I thought we came to that agreement already. Then you tried back into the sales pitch again. So, you know, don't waste my time.
I'm not wasting your time. I'm just trying to convince you to just call to your bank and cancel the dispute. And
I told you I would call a bank, but I also said that you should then receive the money back in a couple of days, right?
Not a couple of days. Right away, I will go ahead and open your money, and tomorrow it will be reflected in your account then.
So if I don't see it by Sunday, then I can call TD back and say nope. Because I have no problem calling TD and say, look, we worked it out. It's cool. Don't worry about filing a dispute. I have no problem with that. But if I do that, and then you guys stick me around with the money, then that just makes me look like an idiot.
Definitely. You will have the option if you will cancel the dispute, and if I will not refund your money, definitely you can again open the dispute, right? You can do that. So that's why I'm saying to you, it will be effect on our merchant credibility. So that's why I'm saying to you and requesting to you, you need to be, if you will go ahead and cancel the dispute, that's fine. That would be wonderful for us, or it will not be effect on our credibility. So that's why I'm saying to you, and I will go ahead, and once you will cancel the dispute, definitely you will get the email from the, you know, credit card company or from your bank. I need that email. You need to forward that email to me so I can show to my finance department, and then I will go ahead and refund you right away within a second. And it will take only just 5 minutes. It will take only just 5 minutes. Like if you call your bank and they will cancel the dispute, and you will receive an email, and you need to forward that email to me. That's it. Can you do that for me? Hello? I'm here. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, do you hear me?
Yep.
Actually, your voice is coming so far.
What's the receipt?
Sorry?
How do I send that receipt from the bank? Email.
To me?
How do I? You said you need to see the copy of the email.
All right, you receive the logo, right? You just reply me back on the same email. I will get it. No issue.
The problem, I couldn't find it. Still get my. I had this sent thing. It's called Teamwork. Is it Teamwork? Is that right now? Again.
For calling TD Card Services. To continue in English, press 1. If you have an account number, please enter it now. For payment information or to make a payment by phone, press 1. For assistance with our website, such as enrollment or unlock, please press 2. For information regarding your reward balance or to make a redemption, press 3. To report a lost or stolen card, press 4. To dispute a purchase with a merchant you participate. To purchase or merchant transaction, press 1. To report a fraudulent charge, press 2. To you are calling about a fee or finance charge posted to your account, press 3. To return to the previous menu, press the pound sign. Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Yeah, do that. Do that, and I'll work. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Are you talking with me?
Yes.
Okay, yes, I'm here. This is Sam, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I called the bank, and they can't send me an email, but they're going to send me a letter. When I get the letter, I will forward it to...
Please forward that letter to Arthur@robustwebdesigns.com. Can you write down the email for me?
Yeah, what I have here is...
May I spell it for you?
Yes, right.
It's Arthur. A is in Apple, R is in Robert, T is in Tom, H is in Henry, U is in Umbrella, R is in Robert.
Arthur, okay, Arthur.
@robustwebdesigns.com.
All right, say that part again, so it's at...
At Robust. Robust, R is in Robert, O is in Oscar, V is in Boy, U is in Umbrella, S is in Sam, T is in Tom, Web, W is in Williams, E is in Echo, B is in Boy, D is in David, E is in Echo, S is in Sam, I is in Indiana, G is in Georgia, N is in Nancy, S is in Sam, .com.
RobustWeb.com. Arthur@robustwebdesigns.com.
Gotcha?
Yep, no periods, right?
No period, yep. I'm repeating myself. It's
right.
Arthur@robustwebdesigns.com.
All right, when I get that letter, I'll send it to you, and then we'll work it out from there.
So you haven't got the letter yet?
No, they're not. They couldn't email me. They said they had to send it to me by paper mail.
Paper mail. So they are not sending any email, like your dispute has been canceled or something?
Correct. But I did cancel it, so it'll take us a couple of days to work this out. So when I get that letter, I will copy it, scan it, and then I'll send it to you via email. Then we can continue.
Okay, so I'm trying to ask, right, at the moment you don't have any proof that they have been canceled it?
Correct. I just switched it off the talking to the teacher.
Okay, no problem. Once you will send me that letter, right, I will refund your amount right away.
Yep, so I asked her if I could reopen. She said, yeah, no problem. So what you told me earlier is correct. So, yeah, I have no problem with that.
So you are saying if I will not refund your amount, so you will reopen it? That's what you're saying?
No, no. I didn't think I could open it. Disputing him, but she said, yeah, if you guys don't fall through like you said, then I can reopen it.
Don't worry about that. It's $120. It's not like $12,000, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It's a very small amount for me. And I don't think so. It's for this small amount, somebody will open the dispute. I never think about it.
Well, you never know. So, I will send a few.
Okay, fine. No problem. Thank you so much. Thank you for your cooperation. Take care. Bye-bye.